Hello and welcome to a special public affairs program from WHUS Radio. For months, local anti-war activists in Willimantic, Connecticut, have been holding weekly vigils at one of the town's busiest intersections. When the U.S. invasion of Iraq began in March 2003, these peace vigils at the corner of Jackson and Main became a daily occurrence from 5 to 6 p.m. Meanwhile, a group of counter-demonstrators began assembling on the other side of Main Street by the Frog Bridge. To find out more about the views of the two groups, this reporter spoke to people on each side of the street. These conversations took place on April 10, 2003. Each interviewee was asked the same three questions in a kind of informal survey, and here are their answers.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name is George King, and I'm with WHUS Radio up at UConn.
Yes.
And I'm going to be asking some questions to people on each side of the street. So, okay, if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. Go ahead.
First question is, what does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, being a Vietnam veteran, and it means that our troops are there to do a job. Being in the military, their job is to, if they're called upon to fight for our country, then that's their job, and I'm there to support them.
The second question is, where do you get your news?
I get my news from the television, newspapers.
Any particular favorites?
CNN, CNBC, Fox News.
And the last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposals to cut veterans' benefits?
That I don't like. That I don't like. Being a veteran, I don't like that at all. Our president has done a good job, but he's not perfect.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
It means we have our men and women in fighting, and we just want to support them. We're behind their efforts. We support what they're doing. We want to feel a sense of patriotism towards them. They got the toughest job in the world right now, and the least we could be is out here showing our support for them.
My second question is, where to get most of your news?
TV. We're TV, some newspapers, some radio, but mostly I'd say the TV, the cable networks, and the local stations.
And the last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I think you really have to look into that. I think I don't believe that he's trying to cut veterans' benefits. You got to read a little, read both sides of the story on that. I'm a former veteran, and I find it hard to believe that George Bush would cut veterans' benefits.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, regardless of whether the war is right or wrong, these young men, a lot of them being just 18 and over, are serving their country. So I'm going to support the troops regardless of how I feel about the war.
And my next question is, where do you get most of your news?
Off the internet, because we choose not to have cable. So I get on the computer every night and I look at several different websites just to kind of get an unbiased knowledge of what's really going on.
What, if I can ask another follow-up to that, do you have any particular favorite sites?
I look at CNN, I look at MSN.com, I look at ABC, I look at CBN, which is Christian Broadcast Network, and I find different information on all of them. So.
Okay, and my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I think, you know, I can't answer that because I don't know that much about it. I need to look on that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Because they give us freedom. For one thing, for them, we wouldn't have no freedom. And they're giving the Iraq freedom over there from the Saddam.
Okay. My second question is, where do you get most of your news?
What I get from Fox News.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
To do what now?
To cut veterans' benefits.
Well, depends on what benefits you're talking about. Okay, that's all I know, you know, as far as the benefits for them when they get back and all that stuff.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, I wouldn't agree with that, no, because I don't. Nobody said anything about that yet. Who knows he's going to do it? Nobody said anything about he's going to cut it. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm asking some people on both sides of the street a few questions. Okay if I ask you guys some questions?
Yeah.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Dude, you talk.
I don't know.
If you don't want to do it, that's okay.
I think, like, supporting them by, like, standing out here against these people. I don't know. I don't like those people. I don't know.
This could answer all your questions. No, for real. It's an IQ of, like, a million.
Well, I could talk to all three of you if you want.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. See those girls down there? They'll mm-hmm. tell you everything.
Okay.
All right?
Well, you want to stop?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay. What does the phrase, support our troops, mean to you?
It means to... just to give our support to the troops to show them that we're there for them, supporting them 100%.
Also, my next question is, where do you get most of your news?
Most of our news, may I ask?
Like, do you watch TV? Do you read newspapers? What
yeah.
kind of thing?
I watch the news channel sometimes. I pick up a newspaper, but most of it comes from the news station.
Any particular favorites?
No, I'm not big on news. I just watch it now because of the war.
I see. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I don't know much about politics, but I don't think that's right to cut on Vietnam's, veterans' thing. I just don't think that's right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase support our troops mean to you?
Well, stand behind them. I pray for their safety, pray for their well-being, pray for that they would come home safely. And my feeling is once we're committed to this war, that it's not time to question whether we should be there or not. It's time to support what's going on and help them to finish their mission and come home safely.
Okay. My next question is, where do you get most of your news?
I watch TV. I read The Current. Listen to the radio quite a bit. I listen to AM radio when I'm driving.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
To cut veterans' benefits? To tell you the truth, I hadn't heard a whole lot about that.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
What does the phrase, support our troops, mean to you?
It means that we should all stand united. You know, whether in the beginning we were for or against, it has a feeling now that we should be united. We should be one nation, and I agree with freedom of speech. I'm not, you know, but it's reached a point now where it almost feels like, you know, it's a political thing. It's not necessarily a liberals versus conservatives. That's what it's beginning to feel like to me.
Okay. My next question is, where do you get most of your news?
I get it off of, I listen to a lot of the radio. I drive during the day. I drive many miles during the day. And I listen to, you know, various talk shows, anything from public radio to, regular talk shows on, you know, regular commercial stations. And I listen to Fox. And
my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
Well, I don't I'm not really too up on that. I can't say. I've heard some things on both sides, you know. I think that our veterans, they're very important. You know, my brothers were all veterans. My father, he came from Europe, and he became an American citizen and fought in the Second World War because he was proud to be an American. And so I do believe that our veterans have to be supported. I do agree.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase, support our troops, mean to you?
It means we back them up. We don't desert them. We're proud of them. And we're right behind them, the president and the troops.
USA, my second USA. Question is, where do you get most of your news?
Radio, newspaper.
Any particular TV? Favorites?
Huh?
Do you have any favorites?
No.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
If it's necessary, it's necessary. But whatever his decision is, I back him. I mean, if he's wrong, he's the one that'll be accountable for it. But I don't think he is.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase support our troops mean to you?
It means that they're fighting for what we believe, and we are here to support them and do whatever it takes.
My second question is, where do you get your news?
Usually newspapers, CNN.
Any favorite papers?
The Chronicle and Norwich Bulletin.
Okay. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I actually haven't read that much into that yet, so I can't comment on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase, support our troops, mean to you?
It means... Oh, God. It means the people that are in the war over in Iraq. We support them and totally support what they're doing and back them up on everything that they do.
Okay. And my next question is, where do you get your news?
My news. I get it from Fox 61 and CNN.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I think it's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah. Well, my dad is over there, and we're huge fans of Bush, and we think he's doing a great job.
Okay, let me repeat that question. I want to make sure that I didn't mislead you or anything. What do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
To raise?
To cut veterans' benefits.
Oh.
Well, that's not a good idea.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, yeah. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Bye. What does the phrase, support our troops, mean to you?
What does it mean to me? Well, to me, it goes a little bit deeper than what I feel the protesters take it. If you support the troops, I take it as you support their cause, what they're doing, following the instructions of their command, their commander-in-chief. I guess I could tell you what it doesn't mean more than I can tell what it does. I feel that if somebody claims that they support the troops, they, in essence, are supporting George Bush. Because Commander-in-Chief of the United States, he's also the head troop of the United States military. So for someone to say that they support the troops, but not the White House and George Bush and his Joint Chiefs of Staff, if you will, that are all the policymakers, then I feel that it's a contradiction there. So I feel you can't have it both ways, to say impeach Bush, down with this, down with our policies. The world hates us, but oh, we support our troops. And so to support the troops, I say, is also to support the government, the Constitution, as we see fit. You know, as Bush and Colin Powell made it, I feel he made a very good case for the United Nations before we attacked, before we went in. And I also feel that everybody said, what's the rush to war? But in April of 91, 12 years ago, UN resolutions were passed that Iraq never complied with. So I think, in essence, George Bush is just giving UN resolutions some teeth. You know what? You can have UN resolution after UN resolution, but it's just like a law. It's only as good to the extent that it's enforced. So that pretty much sums it out. I guess I more define what is not supporting the troops as opposed to what it is. You know. So.
Okay. My second question is, where do you get your news?
Where do I get my news? Newspaper, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all the cable news channels.
Do you have a favorite paper?
No, not necessarily. I read a couple papers daily, USA Today and any local papers.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I really don't follow everything close enough, really. My opinions might be biased. I don't know. It seems to me that in my over 40 years here, I've kind of heard always the same arguments, you know, from whether it starts with that protest on, down in D.C. where the World War I veterans didn't get their benefits they were supposed to, so they camped out on the, you know, down at the mall. It always seems to be something. I don't know. It just always seems like something's getting cut, and there's always somebody that doesn't like it, and, I don't know. I really can't
other than my own personal opinion. I can't comment constructively on it. You know, I'm not into the ins and outs of daily government to the extent that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking.
You're welcome.
After recording this final interview with the counter-protesters, I spoke to this last man for a few more minutes off mic. He had been counter-protesting alone for a few weeks, carrying a U.S. flag. But after the invasion began, his vigil grew exponentially when another man brought about 50 people from a local church. That church is the Christian Life Assembly of God in Willimantic. The Assemblies of God are one denomination among the Pentecostal branch of conservative Christianity. About halfway through the hour, I counted 61 pro-war demonstrators. On the other side, I counted 85 anti-war demonstrators. Next, we will hear the answers of some of the people on the peace side of the street.
My name is George King, and I'm with WHOS Radio up at UConn. And I'm asking some people on both sides of the street some questions. Is it okay if I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First question is, what does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, to me, it means supporting the young men and women by not sending them into war and not making them die for something that makes no sense to me. That's what it means to me.
My second question is, where do you get most of your news?
Most of my news I get from the New York Times and from National Public Radio.
Okay. And my final question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I wasn't aware of that, but it does seem really ironic that he would do that, that he would send our young men and women into such dangerous combat and then deny benefits to people who have done this in the past and who have helped out in the past. These are brave people. These are courageous people, but they have no business going to war for questionable reasons.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Support our troops. To me, it means to be supportive of the human beings that are out there that are mainly children, 18 and 19. And so, yes, I'm supportive of all those children.
My next question is, where do you get your news?
Various sources, but NPR and CNN are my two primary sources.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I didn't know about it. It doesn't surprise me. I'm a military widow, and it doesn't surprise me at all.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Support our troops to me would mean to move them out of harm's way. I don't think it is supportive of troops to put them into a situation in Iraq where they are fighting for their lives. That's putting them in danger. That's not support of them. This is not their war. This is George Bush's war.
My second question is, where do you get your news?
Where do I get? Well, it's hard, I tell you. WHUS. That would be the right answer, I think.
Whatever you want.
No, but that's true. WHUS has some programs on it that have quality news. So, for example, at 5:30. The news at 5:30 is good news. There are programs in the morning that I like. So I like the FAIR program on Wednesday. And that analyzes news and points out that much of the news we read or listen to or see is filtered.
Any other favorites on other stations or other media?
Well, I listen to WNPR, I suppose, but then on the internet and reading the British newspapers.
And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
To cut veterans? Well, it's sort of what you would expect, I suppose. I mean, they are. It amazes me that, I mean, my sign says, Emperor Bush has no clothes. And that's an example of that. If you look at any of the policies that they have, they're not at all in support of working people. And veterans are working people. And so, you know, that fits in exactly with what I would expect of President Bush, but not what I think the people on the other side of the street might expect.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
It means to be supportive of our troops and to fight to keep their veterans' benefits, and to have written to our congresspeople this week to make sure that their veteran benefits are not cut while they're at war. And it means to protect them and bring them home.
You anticipated my third question. How much do you know about that? the veterans cut benefit cut proposal.
I've been calling my congresspeople all week long on that issue.
And my other question was, where do you get most of your news?
I get most of my news from NPR and BBC when I can get a hold of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, I assume it means that now that we're engaged, we should not be dissenting or speaking disfavorably. However, the best way to support our troops is to bring them immediately home and lock up that illegal president that's waging illegal war. Our troops have a choice. They've invaded a sovereign country. Evil as Saddam is, the civilian body count is in excess of 1,000 people now. Those people had no choice. We're an aggressor over there. The whole world said no to this war. All the religious leaders of the world said no. And the Gallup poll is probably lying, because they never called me or anybody in this line that I've asked about that. So the 70% they're claiming that supports this war is part of the spin. The corporate media, they're over there with, they even admit they're over there with bags full of greenbacks buying off Iraqis. So the war is wrong, it's illegal, it's immoral. I feel for our troops, but they're Bush's paid terrorist at this point.
You kind of anticipated my second question. Where do you get most of your news?
I get almost all of it from the internet, because it's been 30 years since I could believe anything in the corporate media. It's been lies on top of lies all the way down the pike.
What do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
It's typical. No surprise at all. It's like naming their bomb Moab. They love to take an acronym and bedevil it, especially if they can find one in the good book. The militarists are possessed. They're crazy, insane.
Thank you. What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
It means that if you bring them home as soon as you can.
My second question is, where do you get your news?
I get my news the Hartford Courant, CNN, the Irish Times, and the Nina Guardian.
I'm sorry, what was the last
one? The Nina Guardian. It's an Irish paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
It's a schizophrenic administration. We need to support our veterans, and the money we're paying for the war in Iraq can help support veterans and help support our veterans who are in need of health care, and also support so many social programs that are being devastated, not in the state, throughout the country. And so clearly, I think it's anti-humane.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, George. Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
It means that we should support them in their decisions to follow orders. That's what it means to me. That doesn't mean that I support our troops.
I see. My next question is, where do you get your news?
Mostly off of alternative news sources, fair.org, half a dozen of them. I also watch CNN because it disgusts me, and I want to see what the other people are saying and how the media is force-feeding and misleading us into glorifying everything. When they spend a day and a half showing clips of a statue being torn down, that's not regime change. That's just open advertisement and open, you know, trying to get us to back our troops and support the efforts that we're undertaking.
Okay. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I don't think we should have veterans because I don't think that we should have wars. And the veterans, I feel the same way. I don't want to not have respect for them for what they did. But they were just following orders, and we've already made it clear to the Iraqi soldiers what we think of that defense. And as long as our troops are following orders, I don't support them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, I'm assuming it means that people care about our soldiers who are over there killing and being killed. And I think most of us support our troops in that way. If it means we support the war, that's not my viewpoint.
Okay, my second question is, where do you get your news?
Oh, gosh. I get it from people, from friends, from the internet, from the newspapers, from TV, radio.
Any favorite channels or newspapers or anything?
No, I can't say I have any favorites.
Okay. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal? What do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I think that is stupid. I mean, if people were paying attention, they'd be angry about that. You can't support the troops and at the same time cut their health benefits and other benefits. It's ridiculous. I must say, I have to correct my previous answer. I like alternative radio stations and programs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
I suppose it depends on who says support our troops.
Okay.
I mean, you could support them by not sending them over there to kill and be killed, or you could support their mission.
Okay. My second question is, where do you get your news?
Probably mostly from NPR, although I think that the news is far less important than having the historical background. So I would say that most of what forms my opinion is not the immediate news, but in the Middle East case, for instance, most of the important background goes back to the end of World War I. And if there's no understanding of what happened then when the Ottoman Empire broke up, then there's no understanding of what needs to be done to solve the problem.
Okay. And my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
Well, I suppose I see it as typically hypocritical, you know, supporting the troops as long as they're doing the mission that you want them to do, but not supporting them as soon as they're not doing anything for you, which means after they come home from the last war and are no longer serving and helping the foreign policy along that you're proposing. So I guess that's what I would expect.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
What does the phrase "support our troops" mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is support what our troops are doing, which I don't. I don't want people killed over there, anyone killed in Iraq, but I don't support what our troops are doing.
Okay. My next question is, where do you get your news?
I get my news from the computer mostly and from HUS News and ECS News and 97.1 News.
Local radio stations.
Local radio stations.
Any favorite websites?
Common Dreams. Right now I'm checking out iraqbodycount.net to see, to try to find out how many people we're actually killing that's not being told in the mainstream media.
Okay, and my last question is, what do you think of the Bush administration's proposal to cut veterans' benefits?
I think it's ridiculous. We have so many ill veterans from the 91 Gulf War, and we're going to have more ill veterans after this conflict. And they're saying that they support the troops, yet they're cutting benefits for people who have served our country and come back with great needs. So I just think it's a terrible idea to cut the veterans' benefits.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
This has been a recording of street interviews with people demonstrating against and for the U.S. government's invasion of Iraq. The interviews were conducted in Willimantic, Connecticut, on April 10th, 2003, during the evening traffic peak hour. From the studios of WHUS Radio at the University of Connecticut, this is George King. Thanks for listening.